It took me a long time and most of the world to learn what I know about love and fate and the choices we make. But the heart of it came to me in an instant, while I was chained to a wall and being tortured. I realized, somehow, through the screaming in my mind, that even in that shackled, bloody helplessness, I was still free. Free to hate the men who were torturing me, or to forgive them. It didn't sound like much, I know. But in the flinch and bite of the chain, when it's all you've got, that freedom is a universe of possibility. And the choice you make, between hating and forgiving, can become the story of your life. At one time, when the two young men had lived among the Samanos for about 3 years and had shared their exercises, some news, a rumor, a myth reached them after being retold many times. A man had appeared, Gautama by name, the Exalted One, the Buddha. He had overcome the suffering of the world in himself and had halted the cycle of rebirths. He was said to wander through the land, teaching, surrounded by disciples, without possession, without home, without a wife, in the yellow cloak of an ascetic, but with a cheerful brow, a man of bliss.